Hey beautiful souls, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of love and relationships. Ever feel like you're stuck on repeat with certain relationship patterns? Like you keep attracting the same type of person or falling into similar drama? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Most of us have attachment wounds from our past that can unconsciously shape how we show up in current relationships. But here's the magic part. We can heal these wounds and create fulfilling connections. And today, we're diving deep into a superpower that's essential for attachment healing emotional intelligence. It's not just about being nice or sensitive, it's about understanding your own emotions and those of others like a pro detective. This means recognizing feelings as they arise, managing them effectively, and using them to build stronger, healthier relationships. So, grab your favorite cup of tea, get comfy, and let's explore the power of emotional intelligence in attachment healing. Ready to level up your love life? Let's go. First off, let's talk about self-awareness, the bedrock of emotional intelligence. You know that feeling when you're about to snap at someone but you catch yourself before it happens? That's self-awareness in action. It means recognizing your triggers, understanding your emotional patterns, and knowing how your feelings influence your behavior. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like little messengers trying to tell you something. Sometimes they're shouting at the top of their lungs anger, fear, frustration. Other times, they whisper sadness, anxiety, loneliness. By learning to listen to these whispers and shouts, we can understand what our body and mind are truly telling us. Next up, let's talk about empathy, a superpower of truly understanding another person's perspective. It's not just about saying, I feel your pain. It's about actively listening, putting yourself in their shoes, and trying to see the world through their eyes. Ever notice how a friend can instantly make you feel better just by listening without judgment? That's empathy at work. Now imagine two people arguing. One person might lash out because they're feeling unheard and frustrated. The other person might react defensively because they're scared of being criticized. If they both practice empathy, they can pause, take a breath, and try to understand each other's feelings instead of getting caught up in the conflict. Then there's emotional regulation, the art of managing your own emotions so you don't let them control you. This means learning healthy coping mechanisms like deep breathing exercises, journaling, or taking a walk when you feel overwhelmed. Think about it like this. Our emotions are like waves. Sometimes they crash down on us with full force, but by practicing emotional regulation, we can learn to ride those waves instead of being swept away. And finally, let's talk about communication, the key to building strong, healthy relationships. It's not just about speaking your mind, it's about expressing yourself clearly and honestly while also actively listening to others. Think about it like this. Communication is a two-way street. Both parties need to feel heard and understood. So how does all this tie into attachment healing? Well, think about those early childhood experiences that shaped your understanding of love and relationships. If you weren't consistently shown empathy or emotional support, it can create a subconscious pattern where you struggle with these skills yourself. But the good news is we can rewire those patterns. By consciously practicing self-awareness, empathy, emotional regulation, and communication, we can break free from old habits and build more secure, fulfilling connections. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine your partner comes home stressed after a long day at work. Instead of getting defensive or shutting down, you could practice empathy by saying something like, I hear that you're having a tough day. Is there anything I can do to help? This simple act of understanding and support can make a world of difference in your relationship. See how emotional intelligence isn't just about being good at relationships, it's about creating a foundation of trust, compassion, and understanding. Remember, healing is a journey, not the destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of emotional intelligence. So go forth, beautiful souls, and spread the love, one emotionally intelligent interaction at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder about the power within them. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.